After marathon debates in Parliament, Irish lawmakers voted 127 to 31 to allow abortions when a woman's life is in danger. Campaigners on both sides had staged 24-hour vigils outside Parliament. Caroline Simons is legal advisor to the pro-life campaign that opposes the change.
The only procedures allowed in this bill are procedures which will result in the death of an unborn baby, and with no indication that this is going to have any role to play in saving a woman's life.
Declan Mina is a supporter of what's called the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill that will allow abortions on a limited basis.
I think it's just important that our side of the argument is here, and I also just feel like a lot of our society agrees that I just need to be here in solidarity with the women who, deserve this.
Most Irish people think the issue isn't black and white, says Mark Hennessy, London editor of the Irish Times.
The majority of Irish people have come to the conclusion, at least on this narrow issue, that we're dealing with grey and that it will never be anything other than grey, and we're going to have to deal with it accordingly.
The bill will allow abortion if a woman is suicidal, in addition to when her life is in danger. Supporters of the law say previously it was unclear if and when a doctor could terminate a pregnancy. Last year, Savita Halappanavar, an Indian dentist living in Ireland, died of septicemia a week after miscarrying 17 weeks into her pregnancy. Her husband says repeated requests for an abortion were rejected by hospital authorities. There was a backlash, especially in India. Ranjana Kumari, president of Woman Power Connect in India, was a prominent critic.
This is totally unacceptable. I think Ireland, just like in any other European country, has to change its law to give human rights, right over a body, to women. This will not work.
The Irish Times' Mark Hennessy says the tragedy changed the course of the debate.
Particularly given the really negative coverage that Ireland received internationally, we were back in the days of the priest-ridden Catholic Ireland where people hadn't any sort of independent control of themselves, and that did change opinion.
While the Catholic Church did campaign against the bill, Hennessy says the Church has less influence than before.
You have to remember that Ireland is now a country that has had 20 years of child abuse allegations, and more than allegations proven against the Catholic Church. They're not the force that they once were in terms of directing public opinion.
The bill requires endorsement in the upper house, widely seen as a formality, before it goes to Ireland's president. He can sign it into law or pass it to the Supreme Court for inspection. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.